hear the word networking, what do you think? Does it put a spring in your step? Does it make your heart sing? Or maybe not. Maybe you see a hot, stuffy room, a glass of warm Chardonnay, a fistful of business cards. You're not quite sure why you're there and slightly wishing you weren't. Or maybe you're online, fumbling around to find the right words in an email or returning to a hero's Twitter profile, dreaming of meeting them, but feeling the day will never come. It all makes your heart sink a bit, doesn't it? It's no wonder people hate the word networking so much. So let's forget that word, networking, and focus on the concept of creating and maintaining great relationships that build a better network. Fortunately, that's what this course is all about. Hi, my name's Ollie Barrett, and my love in life is making valuable connections between people and ideas. After meeting and working with people from every walk of life, I've found that the thing which so many people dread, networking, is really an opportunity to see the world differently. Over the last 20 years, this approach has led to some amazing adventures. I was named the most connected man in Britain by Wired magazine and received an MBE from the Queen for services to business. I brought the concept of speed networking to the UK and took it to over 50 countries. I'm a shareholder in a whole variety of businesses, including billion-dollar mental health company, Calm.com. And I started Britain's largest schools enterprise competition, Tenor. I've organised trade missions, including in clean tech, to the US, India and Brazil. I co-founded Startup Britain, launched with the British Prime Minister, and I host a podcast where I interview global business leaders, including the bosses of Google, Barclays, and McKinsey. So in short, I love coming up with great ideas and working with the right people to make them a reality. The main thing I want you to take from my story is what's possible when you look at the world from a different perspective, a better connected perspective. The truth is, there's never been a more important time to build a better network. Building a better network matters a lot on a business level. Research shows that people who do so earn more, receive more attention for their contributions, and enjoy themselves more at work. Plus, as the world becomes increasingly fragmented and more people pursue independent career paths in multiple fields, the importance of your network is growing rapidly. After all, you never know where your next client, boss, or investor will come from. While the focus of this course is on building relationships in a business context, you'll find that the principles we discuss translate across to all relationships in all areas of life. So what will this course give you? To quote Professor Theodore Zeldin, who inspired me many years ago, life is a search for people. Life is a search for people. This course is all about helping you in your search for people so you can achieve success and fulfillment in business and life by building a better network. This is the series I wish had been around when I started out. So, what's the structure of the course? Well, section one is all about meeting new people. You'll learn how to choose who to connect with and how to use long shots to reach your dream contacts. We'll also cover how to thrive at conferences and events in the real world and digitally, and to use social media to reach a wider audience. Section two is all about staying in touch. You'll learn how to maintain relationships online and offline, how to connect people and ideas through the power of introductions, and we'll also cover how to find mentors and to give back to mentees, as well as turning acquaintances into friends. Section three is about taking things to the next level and becoming a super connector. We'll talk about working with great people, the art of hosting. We'll also discuss how to have great conversations and build a personal board of advisors, or what I call a kitchen cabinet. At the end of each lesson, I'll be introducing a short exercise or challenge to help you apply what we've just covered. These are all included in the course workbook, which I strongly suggest downloading and printing off as you work your way through the course. Now, a confession, when I see these sort of exercises and challenges in books and courses, I am tempted not to do them. I totally get it. And that is why I have tried to make every one of the challenges in this course super simple, really practical, and genuinely helpful. So please give them a go. I really, really think that you will see the benefit if you turn your mind to them. For this first challenge, I just want you to think about what you hope to achieve by taking this course. It doesn't have to take long, but it is really important that you start out with a clear aim so you know where you're going. Ask yourself, how will taking this course tangibly improve my life? Who will I be able to help as a result of taking this course? And what will my life feel like when I've applied the things I've learned? Your goal could be getting a promotion at work, making more sales for your business, or simply adding 5 great new people to your life. Try to imagine what the final outcomes look like. Where are you living? What are you doing every day? And who are you working with? Now, go to the relevant worksheet and write down whatever comes to mind. Failing that, maybe grab a pen and paper or open up a Google Doc and fire away. If you're with me, then let's get started. In the next lesson, I'll help you to figure out who to connect to.